On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we come closer to the presence of Christ, his birthday, 1 week from today. And the last week of Advent, as with the, in the case of the last week of Lent, which is Holy Week, the scripture is very intense. Biblical preparation goes to a new notch, and we become more aware of the importance, historically and also anthropologically, of the coming of Christ. To make sense of some of the scripture texts this weekend and throughout the week, it's good to focus on four points: the when, the where, the what, the who of Christmas. The when, I put the Christmas proclamation in the bulletin, which in ancient times was read out, a statement, one might say, before midnight mass, giving a chronological time span from the beginning of biblical history to the birthday of Christ. And it's roughly 5,000 years. We go from Adam to Noah to Abraham to Moses, David, and then Christ. And that preparation or anticipation of the Messiah, the birth of the King, took thousands and thousands of years. We look back, it's 2016 years, roughly, because of a monk and an error. It's perhaps not quite exactly the date, 4 to 6 years out, but nevertheless, it's 2,000 years. We look back. They had to look forward 5,000 years. And of course, with every century, they thought, yes, maybe this century or the next century. They were always waiting in anticipation of his coming. We, who now live in the new covenant, look back and we don't fully appreciate what actually happened. I say that because we're living in the era of Christ, Anno Domini, in the year of the Lord. The coming of Christ was so significant, historically speaking, that it split time. Time was cleaved apart between the old and the new. They're awaiting his coming, and now he has come. Even countries such as China acknowledge this as the year 2016. They have their own Chinese calendar, but they have stepped into the Western mindset, and the whole world acknowledges this is the year of the Lord. So that is something that we ought not to take lightly. When we're meeting people over Christmas and they don't believe in Christ, they ought not to believe in the year 2016 and date this year perhaps to some other calendar. But the world doesn't. It acknowledges this as the year, all based upon his birth. The where of Christ's birth is significant too. He was born in the province of Judea, the bottom part of Palestine. And notice too, the reading says, of the house of David, the royal family of David. Between David and Christ is about 1,000 years. And they weren't easy years for the Jewish race. We recall Saul was a king, David was a king, his son Solomon was king, he built the temple, and then it all fell apart. Not speaking of the temple, but the people of God. The kingdom was split between north and south. And with that split came the loss of the royal family. There was no succession. The dynasty had ceased to be. The stock of Jesse had not produced the heir. That's why we hear about the shoot from the Jesse tree, coming from the side. Why a shoot? Well, if you've chopped down a tree, it looks like there's no life in the tree. There's a tree at the front of the meeting room at the presbytery at Lavington, and I topped it, and everyone said, oh, Father, you've killed the tree. And at some stage, I even thought I killed the tree. But no, the tree has pushed out shoots from the side, and has come back to life. That's what happened in the royal family of King David. With the split in the kingdom, especially after the Babylonian deportation, there were no heirs to the royal throne of King David. But in time, God would bring that heir. the root of Jesse would bear fruit, and that fruit was Christ, who went back by decree, civil decree, to his town and was born therein. And notice too that being born of the royal house of King David, being the shoot from the stock of Jesse, the father of David, Christ fulfills that dynastic succession. But also, his hometown of Nazareth has another meaning. Jesus was born at Bethlehem, was raised at Nazareth, and the word Nazareth, at least as a verb Nazarene, means a shoot. That's the shoot of Jesse, the stock of Jesse. So now we know more about the when and the where, the who. The who is provided for us by today's gospel. Christ is to be called Josiah, or in English, Jesus, which simply means, as you've heard, he who saves his people. The name Josiah wasn't uncommon at the time of our Lord, but that was a name willed by divine decree, that Christ would be named after who he was, why he came, to save his people. Sometimes people think that the word Christ is his surname. It wasn't. Christ is a title allotted to him. That means the Anointed One or the Messiah. He came to conclude the Jewish covenant and to establish the new and everlasting one. And many Jews accepted Christ as their Messiah, but many did not. Hence, Palestine still lives in some fashion in the world. The what of Christ's coming was salvific in the sense that he concluded the curse of Adam, broke the bonds, the fetters, opened heaven, restored our dignity and gave us grace. We can never fully comprehend the transformation in the world with this birthday. Let us therefore approach it with awe and also reverence. In the last week of Advent, it can be a very difficult week in the sense that too much is happening, there's presents to gather, things to organise, meals to think about, and sometimes we lose focus of the importance of simplicity, of just being present, pondering the mystery. Let us perhaps at some stage during the week come into the church here or elsewhere and look at the crib. Look at how God was born. He was unwanted. He entered the world unknown, was not greeted by any religious, priests or politicians, but by those who were not seen as being socially acceptable, the shepherds and the foreigners. How many people today, this Christmas, will be unknown, unwanted, and will be foreigners in the world who will need to be welcomed in some fashion? Let us therefore, in imitation of the first birth of our Saviour, bring home into our homes some means of helping those who are less well off, but also to pray that we might be inspired to put up with the difficulties and the troubles that sometimes come at this moment of the year. Joseph and Mary had their issues, apart from the vast distance they had to travel by foot or by donkey, they were not welcome in the cold and harsh climate. Irrespective of what the weather will produce, let us be generous to those who perhaps come knocking at our door. And also to smile as Joseph must have smiled at the innkeeper who said there's no room for you here at this inn. And let us be mindful, if they could suffer that price for the birth of our King, what can we put up with and love of him? And in doing so, our Christmas this week or this year will be one of great rejoicing, one of joy in Christ's presence, and domain will reign in our hearts and homes. Praise to Jesus Christ. Amen.